Councillors, it's gone 5:30, so I'll declare our meeting open. I'd like to welcome everyone and particularly thank the members of the public gallery for having us at your place. For some of us, it's quite a familiar hall, but I'm sure for some other councillors, it's not that often that they get the opportunity to come to Vale Rural or Vale Rural Hall, so it's great to be here. And could I also acknowledge the committee, who over the generations, and I see that there are members of, well, I'll probably miss someone, but I know that the Henderson and the Pave families have for generations been involved in the hall committee, and I just noticed the photograph on the wall there of Mick and Mary Henderson, and as a kid I do remember, a long time ago, but I do remember when they were the grown-ups that did a lot of work to look after this hall and the Pave family. But anyway, it's great to see that continues and that there are a lot of new faces and people who are new to the valley or to the valley area also contributing. So that's great. Hopefully it'll be here in another 100 years. How many years is it? 1909, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, whatever. Well, hopefully with a good committee, it'll still be here in 100 years plus. I would also like to acknowledge the Gurrumbungya people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. I pay respect to elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to any Aboriginal people present. Thank you. And could I also ask, if you have your mobile phone with you, could you switch it to silent? And I'll also remind everyone that this meeting is being webcast, so all of those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory comments or statements. So thank you, and I'll now ask for apologies.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have one apology this evening, and that's from Councillor Susan Chenby. And for the record, we're still waiting on Councillor James Angel.
Thank you, and I'd now like to invite Pastor Sidney Coetzee from the Nambucca Valley Christian Life Centre to come forward and lead us in prayer on behalf of the Nambucca Valley Ministers Association, and thank you for coming all the way out here. Thank you.
Can I just stand here?
Yeah.
Knowing that Madam Mayor said that she did Sunday school in this place a long time ago, I think it's appropriate that we can start off in prayer. That's amazing. Let's bow our head. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us this beautiful Nambucca Valley to live in. What a great privilege and an honor, Father. Will you help us to enjoy it well and to rule over it well? In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Councillors, will now go to disclosures of interest.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. There are no disclosures of interest this evening.
Thank you. And the confirmation of the minutes from the ordinary meeting of the 29th of June. Moved, Councillor Trevor Ballengarry. Seconded Councillor Ricky Buchanan. Are there any corrections to the minutes? None. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. There are no notices of motion, so we will go straight to the public forum. And we have two speakers tonight, and the first is Mr. Ron Henderson. Ron is the long-serving president of the Valley Public Hall Committee of Management. So, Ron, would you like to come forward and address council?
Just do it here, it'll
be okay. Do you want the microphone?
Well, we're very privileged to have the council here, so welcome to all the staff, and especially mayor and the councillors. It's great that you can get around the districts like this and extend the services around. And I guess some of you might not have been to the hall before. It's me, hasn't it? Anyone else? Good. At least you know where the money's going. So we've got a lot of committee members in front of us, so we're happy to have you any time, and we appreciate what you've done for us over the years and currently. And so it's great to have you here. So welcome, very much. Thank you. And just one reminder, we have an annual meeting on the 3rd of August, so whoever would like to come.
I've sent my acceptance, Ron.
Oh, I saw that.
Send me your list before the meeting in case there's anything you want to know about.
Yes.
Thank you for that, Mr. Henderson. And may I say, in regards to council assisting with matters relating to the hall, it's always a much easier thing to do when you have a very good hall committee, that you know that the public money is being well spent, well managed, and there's value for money provided back to the community in the use of the hall. So it should be the other way around, and the council thanks the committee, because, as I've said 100 times before, without volunteers, facilities like this, we just wouldn't have them. It's as simple as that. Thank you. And our next speaker is Ms. Belinda Williams. And Belinda would like to address council regarding the Valley Brigade Fire Shed Extension Project.
Hello, everybody. My name's Belinda. I'm just being introduced. I'm the Valley RFS Secretary and Treasurer. I'm also a member of the Valley Brigade. Just want to give a little bit of background. Approximately around 2017, it was realised that the New South Wales RFS Cat 1 tankers that were being purchased would not fit into the current Valla shed or station. And plans were made to make an extension to the Valla fire station. In 2019-2020 fire season, our old Cat 1, which did fit in the station, spent approximately 14 days straight, 24 hours a day, on various fire grounds with the Valla Brigade rotating around the clock to keep that truck on the fire ground. Mid-2020, Valla Brigade took charge of a new Isuzu Category 1, and it could not be secured in the station. The new Cat 1, or Valla 1, is currently secured in a local RFS member's machinery lean-to shed, which was to be a temporary solution while we awaited the extension to the Valla station. So we were probably hoping for around 6 months. It's now been over 2 years. From an operational point of view, the current situation is frustrating and not up to operational standards. As the truck's lockers and cabins need to be locked and unlocked each time we get a call out. This adds valuable time to our response. Valla Rural Brigade averages around 2 to 3 call outs a week in the off fire season. That's what we're currently doing at the moment. And that's not to mention the upcoming fire season, which is not looking good. So basically, we are seeking assurances that both the Nambucca Council and the New South Wales RFS can work together to make the extensions to the Valla RFS station a priority and expedite the completion of the new station within this 23-24 financial year. And that's all I'm going to say about the matter.
Thank you, Ms. Williams. Obviously, I can't speak for the Royal Fire Service, and that's a matter that you probably probably need to speak directly to them. But I will ask if any of the staff were able to provide an update.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Thanks, Belinda. So just to give you an update, Council has approved the DA for the extensions. They've approved the construction certificate. We've just engaged a quantity surveyor to make sure we've got accurate costings, and the alterations and additions to the Ballarua Fire Brigade building currently comprise of the refurbishment of existing shed area, replace existing roofing, new vehicle bay and storage room, new meeting and training room, new accessible bathroom, new loft storage, extended driveway apron, and the water storage tank. So we're in the process of getting all that accurately costed, and we will work closely with RFS to make sure we can get it delivered as soon as possible.
Thank you. So all those matters that you itemised, they're all part of the DA and they've all been approved. Okay, thank you. Well, that's it for our public forums, and we have no questions with notice or closed meeting. So we'll go straight to the business paper, councillors, page 18, item 9.1. Move, Councillor Wilson. Seconded, Councillor Vance. Is there any discussion? Councillor Vance.
Just in regards to the waste agreements that we're trying to see from Bellingen and Kempsey, can we get an update on that as to where it is? Like, it's not really recording.
As far as I'm aware, that's one of the general manager who's been organising, so I'll ask him to respond.
Thanks, Councillor, for the question. Thanks, Madam Mayor. We do have a meeting, in fact, I think it's scheduled tomorrow. With our neighbouring councils to progress that further. So we'll be able to provide council with an update shortly after that.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions in relation to this item? I would just like to ask about item, I think it's the first one, goes for several pages, Barrington. I note there that the last entry, and it's been an entry for quite some months, needed to be held with elders prior to report to council. So is that with the land council, or is anyone able to provide a bit more information? Through the general manager, Mr. Walsh.
Currently in the process of arranging a meeting to discuss the short-term, long-term agreements with the Olympic elders. That's a council of our areas helping out there in terms of contacting and making arrangements. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have a meeting and I'll be able to report back to council after that.
Thank you. And I wanted to ask, have we heard any, I'll address this to the general manager, have we heard anything back from NZP regarding the questions that we asked of the of Transport for New South Wales regarding the highway handover?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. No, we haven't at this point in time. We'll continue to follow that up with the office.
Item number 6, which commences on page 25. This is waste. Yeah, I had some question marks next to that as well, but Councillor Vance has already asked where that one's up to. Also, item 8, preferred location for replacement of public toilets, River Street, Maxwell. Was this part of the funding for the upgrade to Maxwell? because it says architects still to be instructed. That was the notation in January. We got to February, issues with proximity to overhead power lines. 6th of March to the 4th of July, no further update. I was just wondering where that was up to and who the appropriate staff member was. So through the general manager, he's indicated Mr. Walsh might be able to. So I want to know where it's up to and whether it's part, it was part of the CBD upgrade that we received the funding for.
Through the general manager, Madam Mayor, the funding was grant funded project to replace the toilets. The progress at the moment, part of the resolution was to give forthcoming offer to relocate it onto adjoining foreshore land. At the moment, there's a potential development in Wallace Lane, which could potentially facilitate. So we have met with the potential developer of that, but we'll intend to follow up with them to get an idea of where that's at. And if it can't be done in a time frame that's going to meet grant funding, we'll have to proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. I had a feeling it was a grant funded project, and I was just getting a little bit concerned that from memory it's one that has time constraints on funding, that it has to be expended. So that's the reason I was asking about its progress. Are there any other questions on this item? None? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 33, item 9.2. The removal of the trees. Moved Councillor Angel. Seconded Councillor Wilson. It's open for discussion, but before we do, I'd like to ask for some further clarification. The actual recommendation and now the motion that's on the floor is that we note the information, but based on the report, I assume that the removal of the trees, the decision to remove them, has been made and that will go ahead. Is that correct?
Yes, Madam Mayor, but my understanding was that we had some contracts scheduled to remove them this morning. So I'll check the staff to see if that's been done or not.
Thank you. And have we, I did send an email earlier during the week, have we identified who was responsible for destroying all of the roots in the trenching? Through the general manager. Thanks.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Greens Bus coordinator is currently on leave. We're confident we know who the contractors were, but we're not sure that they're working for Essential Energy or the developer. So I'll follow up with Tim next week when he's back.
Thank you. In that case, if the mover and seconder are happy to add it, otherwise I'll put it as an amendment, but there'd be a second part to the motion, and that is that council follow up the possibility of recovering the costs, the tree removal, and the new plantings. Okay, the mover's happy, the seconder's happy. I think the reasons are pretty obvious. I don't think the ratepayers should have to incur the costs of tree removal and new plantings if contractors have destroyed them. Yes, I was trying to diplomatically put that. Yeah, if someone's responsible for the damage to the trees that has resulted in becoming such a safety issue that they have to be removed, then yeah, I think that they should also be responsible for covering the costs. So there's no further discussion. I'll put it, those in favour, against, it's carried, page 41, item 9.3. Moved, Councillor Wilson. Seconded, Councillor Vance. Any discussion? Those in favour, against, It's carried. Page 42, item 10.1. Moved Councillor Jones, seconded Councillor Vance.
Also, we're three voting delegates tonight.
Yes, I think we need to declare them because we've got to let local government in South Wales respond to the building and so forth. Now, councillors, I understand Councillor Janvey has indicated she would like to attend and is interested in being a voting delegate. Is there anyone else?
Yeah.
Councillor Angel would like to go. You're happy to be a voting delegate? Okay. Well, I normally attend as a voting delegate. I need to make clear that as a voting delegate, you are there representing the council. So on matters where the council has an adopted position, that's you either have to vote for or against something based on that adopted position. Anybody else who'd like to attend?
Is it three or up?
It's three voting delegates, but if there is another councillor interested in attending, there's no reason that an additional councillor can't attend. You'd like to attend as a non-voting delegate, Councillor Vance? Okay. Anyone else? Well, can I suggest that once again, with the mover and I'll deal with this one. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Well, I'll now move that the attendees be the Mayor, Councillor Jenby, Councillor Angel, and Councillor Vance, and that the Mayor, Councillor Angel, and Councillor Jenby be the three voting delegates. Seconded Councillor Jones. Is there any discussion on that? No. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Because we don't have any vote council, I'll just check whether the, when we're adding things beyond the recommendations, it's got to be manually typed. Sorry, I normally have a screen I can see, so I can't see what's happening behind me. So if we're getting ahead of the minute taker, please just let me know. Or if I'm asking you to vote on something that's not on the screen yet, please let me know. I think the minute taker has already. As soon as the councillor arrives, the time's noted and it's noted that they're in attendance. Thank you. Okay, so councillors, page 44, item 10.2. Minute to the Access Committee, moved Councillor Wilson, seconded Councillor Trevor Gary, any discussion? None, those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 47, item 11.1. Moved Councillor Angel, seconded Councillor Vance, any discussion? Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Page 51, item 11.2. The Leagues Club, moved Councillor Vance, seconded Councillor Buchanan. Any discussion? Okay, this one is a plain matter, so councillors, those in favour, please stand. Just to improve transparency. Okay, next item is page 57, item 11.3. Now this one, I will move that this item be deferred pending a further report to council. Seconded Councillor Buchanan. Wait till a minute, take it and get the wording. So. On the basis we're not only deferring, we're not actually making a planning decision, I won't treat this as a planning matter. Is that reasonable from a government's perspective? Yeah. Thank you. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. There are no like reports in open. So could I have a motion to go to closed meeting, please? Moved Councillor Jones, seconded Councillor Vance. Is there any discussion? Are there any public verbal representations as to why the council shouldn't go into close to consider item 4.1, which is matters regarding realised or potential losses and the grounds for closure, section 10A2G of the Local Government Act, in that the report contains advice concerning litigation or advice that would otherwise be privileged from production in legal proceedings on the ground of legal or professional privilege. In other words, it's standard practice that the risk I've got to get the right terminology since this has been recorded. That the matters regarding realised or potential losses should be held in place. So those in favour, against, it's carried, and unfortunately I have to. You've got an early night, so. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, before you do leave, I can't guarantee, but I expect that the matter in the item in close will be very quick. So if there's anyone who wants to speak to staff or councillors informally once the meeting is closed, Yes, but unfortunately you have to wait outside because those are the rules for closed meeting. You can't be in either view or earshot of the meeting. But yeah, if someone, yeah, it doesn't mean that we're telling you to go home. If you do have questions or want to chat to anyone, please feel free to come back in shortly. Thank you. Councillors, the recording's back on. Yes, we're now back in open meeting, so I'll ask the General Manager to read the resolution to made and closed.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. In regards to item 4.1, exception 3301, 1307 matters regarding realised potential losses, that the information concerning instances where there is a realised or potential loss of funds and or limitation be received.
Thank you, and there being no further business,